whenever you guys are ready.
I just wonder if you could run us through the whole scenario, starting with when they hit McCann in English.
I mean, you guys saw it. They hit McCann and English on back-to-back pitches. Ironically, the guy's control after that was immaculate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can kind of draw your own opinion on it. But, I mean, they hit my two best hitters who have been doing damage the whole weekend on back-to-back pitches. So you can kind of draw your own conclusions from that, and then the fact that, you know, he ended up with one walk and wasn't even close to hitting anybody after those two. So,
and I guess the Clemson team at that time was pretty much dead in the water.
Well, we let him off the mat. I mean, yeah. We had him down. And then we couldn't, you know, mount any more really after that. And our bullpen just kind of, you know, honestly just gave it up. And you give them credit. They've got really good hitters on their side. And they got the big hits today, you know, when they needed them, and put a sixth spot on us in the eighth inning.
After the incident, how hard is it to kind of calm down and get refocused and go back?
I think, honestly, we probably tried a little harder, particularly as long as Mar was in the game. We were trying maybe a little too hard to make some things happen. But to his credit, I mean, he threw 4.1 innings, got us out. And so that was the one thing I saw, is that, you know, we just probably tried a little too hard, which I like the fact that we weren't happy about it, but that's a lesson probably learned, and it's something that we talked to our team about, is we got to kind of stay emotionless a little bit, even though it upset everybody that McCann and English got hit.
Did the ump give a dual warning there in the fifth?
Yeah.
So did that mean when Keaton circumstances don't matter, if another pitcher hits anybody, they're gone? Is that how that works?
Well, that's not exactly what he told me when he gave the dual warning, because I was kind of upset that he didn't give. You know, I mean, the way he did it, then it kind of becomes obvious that if we hit somebody, then it's probably going to be an ejection. Whether we're trying to do it, not trying to do it. We weren't trying to do it. We actually called a slider. So, you know, my guy gets ejected on a slider. And, you know, and then I'm going to say my piece after that happened. Like, so I deserve to go too. I mean, I'm not upset about that.
What was your piece? I was curious.
I just think it should have been handled better. I mean, if you're, you know, If the second hit batter warrants a warning, then why not just throw the guy out of the game?
Questions for Coach?
Because to issue a warning, he thought that, you know, I mean, he must have thought something. You'd have to ask him. I mean, don't ask me. I'm not the umpire. So
you look down on the stat sheet at Rodick. He gave up 3 runs in 5 innings, but 2 of those runs were on that pop fly in the infield. That was, of course.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, that's just bad luck. You know, Webb just didn't see it. Waddell tried to make a heck of a play and just couldn't quite get there to make the catch. So I thought Rodick threw the ball real well. I mean, literally should have probably got out of there with giving up 1 run.
What happened to Brandt, 1 inning?
Just his forearm. You know, it was more, I think he kind of felt okay, but velocity wasn't where we have seen him. And so we're just like, let's not chance it. Let's just get him out. And then Rody came in and did a great job to get us, you know, kind of to the seventh. And then it hurt us. I mean, we were planning on using English, but he's got hit in the right thumb. And so all of a sudden now he can't throw. So it just changed the whole way we were going to try to map the back end of the game.
Did that swell as the game went on? Is that why
he came tonight? Yeah, I mean, he's hurting a little bit. So, you know, I'm sure they'll probably do an x-ray tomorrow. You just hope, you know, he doesn't have any broken bones.
Did the score at the time that you took Herter out have any consideration?
No. It was just more just the way he was throwing, kind of our eye test on him, like, let's not chance this. Let's just get him out.
For as good as he was yesterday, maybe Amos back-to-back days, not so.
Looked like it. I mean, that looked like he just didn't have the same stuff, you know. I don't know what was up with our scoreboard. You know, we like to kind of see up there and see radar guns, so – without it being on the scoreboard, it just makes it hard to judge if you're sitting in our dugout, like, does he have a good fastball or not? And, you know, I mean, the results look like he didn't, and, you know, they hit him.
No midweek game this week. What are the plans?
Off tomorrow. Our guys got a lot of finals, so we'll, you know, do some light stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's a busy week for them.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's the weirdest game.